Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Nemtwaka zomu se ola mugela emoyeni ngolwesine mhlaka 8 kumfumfu 2020 ngontungameli nkomo endabeni zekuseni lamhlanje bane kuphela ababanje umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kuleli izolo njalo uyedwa ofunyanwe esepholile.
The American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country.
President Donald Trump did what no other American president had ever done, and that was he suspended all travel from China, the second largest economy in the world.
Umsekeli kaMongameli weMelika, uMnumzana Mike Pence, lomsekeli kaMnumzana Joe Biden, unkosikazi Kamala Harris, bangqikilene kungxoxompikiswano eqhutshwe izolo bathukana phezu kodaba lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19.
Thina njengabathi asihambile ke ukuyamyamukela ke, hhayi kuyavezakala ukubana ke usesimeni esilungileyo kakhulu.
Umeli weHarare West edalele parlamente unkosazana Joanna Mamombe uze wakhululwa izolo. Ngakolunye uhlangothi unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe labanye bakhe abe-MDCT bafungiswe ukuba ngamalunga ephalamende ngemva kokuxotshisa abameli be-MDC Alliance. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abane ababanje umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 eZimbabwe izolo, loyedwa kuphela otholakale esephephile. Abantu asebehlaselwe yilomkhuhlane selokhu waqhamukayo kuleli sebezinkulungwane phose eziyisishiyangalombili 7,919, kuthi asebesindile sebezinkulungwane eziyisithupha ezilamakhulu phose amahlanu 6,441. Abalokhu begula bedlula inkulungwane eyodwa 1,249, kuthi asebefile bona balokhu bengamakhulu amabili lamatshumi phose amathathu 229. I-Johns Hopkins University ithi emhlabeni jikelele umkhuhlane lo usubulele abantu abedlula kancane isigidi 1,052,247 njalo wahlasela abedlula izigidi ezingamatshumi amathathu lanhlano 35,984,455. Umsekeli kaMongameli weMelika uMnumzana Mike Pence lomsekeli kaMnumzana Joe Biden unkosikazi Kamala Harris bangqikelene izolo kunkulumo mpikiswano yokulungiselela ukhetho efana laleyo enziwe nguMongameli Donald Trump loMnumzana Biden kunsukwana ezedluleyo. UPence loHarris bathukane phezu kwendikimba ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ingxoxompikiswano le yenziwe ngesikhathi uMongameli Trump ephethwe yilumkhuhlane. Usithandekile Mhlanga we-Studio 7 uyalandisa.
Unkosikazi Harris osungule ingxoxo mpikiswano ngokuchothoza uMongameli Trump lomnumzana Pence ngathi ukungatsheli abantu beMelika iqiniso ngomkhuhlane weCOVID-19 kusukela oqhamuka.
The Vice President is the head of the task force and knew on January 28th how serious this was. And then thanks to Bob Woodward, we learned that they knew about it. And then when that was exposed, he said because the president wanted people to remain calm. How calm were you when your kids were sent home from school and you didn't know when they could go back?
Ucizelele ukuthi uMongameli Trump uyaphambanisa ngokungagqoki imask yokuvikela ukumemetheka kwaleli gcikwane. Njalo kalacebo lokulungisa lolu daba okwenza kube nguhulumende wakuqala owehluleka ngalolu hlobo kumbali yeMelika.
The American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country.
Kodwa uMnumzana Pence uthe uhulumende wakhe useqhube inhlelo ezifana lokuhlola abantu abaningi leli gcikwane kanye lokuzama ukudinga ijekiseni yevaccine.
From the very first day, President Donald Trump has put the health of America first. Before there were more than 5 cases in the United States, all people who had returned from China. President Donald Trump did what no other American president had ever done. And that was he suspended all travel from China the second
uMnumzana Pence uphinde wathi uMnumzana Biden wehluleka ukuba lenhlelo ezilohlonze ngusekeli kaMongameli ngomnyaka ka-2019.
That decision alone by President Trump bought us invaluable time to stand up the greatest national mobilization since World War II. And I believe it saved hundreds of thousands of American lives.
Unkosikazi Harris unqome uMnumzana Biden ngokuthi inhlelo zakhe zigcine kwezokuthuthukisa abantu abaswelayo, kodwa uMongameli Trump uthuthukisa izinothi.
Joe Biden believes you measure the health and the strength of America's economy based on the health and the strength of the American worker and the American family. On the other hand, you have Donald Trump, who measures the strength of the economy based on how rich people are doing.
Kodwa uMnumzana Pence uthi umnotho welizwe sowathuthuka njalo badala imisebenzi eminingi selokho uMongameli Trump wathatha intambo zombuso.
President Trump cut taxes across the board. Despite what Senator Harris says, the average American family of four had $2,000 in savings in taxes.
uMnumzana Pence ube wangenela kunkulumo kankosikazi Harris engakaqedi lanxa kungabanga lengxabangxoza njengalokho okwenzakala kwingxoxompikiswano edluleyo phakathi kamongameli Trump loMnumzana Biden ababephazamisana okungapheliyo.
Well, let's go. No, but Susan, this is important.
Susan,
I want to add, if Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
Bahlafune okunye ukugoqela ukuguquka komkhathi, ubudlelwano lele China lele Russia, ukulwisana lamalwe cacha isimuslim edlulisa amalawulo, kanye lokuphathwa kwabantu abavela kwamanye amazwe, ama-immigrants. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba, sixoxe loMnumzana Mandla Mkhwananzi, ingcweti ecubungula ezombusazwe ohlala edolobheni le-Ohio khonapha eMelika.
Ya uKamala Harris usukele ekugcineni. Ya ugcina selemcijo okwendlela uPence.
Ungathini ngempendulo kaMnumzana Pence eyokuthi uMongameli Trump uza kwamukela impumela yokhetho enganqotshwa?
UPence wenze yonke into akade afanele ayenze ukuthi aphakamise uMongameli uPresident Trump, kodwa-ke kusobala abantu bayazi ukuthi hayi into akade ikhuluma kazikho. uMongameli Trump uyaziwa ngabantu nje, kusobala.
Unkosikazi Harris, wenelisile yini ukuzivikela lapho uMnumzana Pence esithi wayengananzi amalungelo abansundu engumtshutshisi?
Ye, laphana uKamala Harris hayi angabe kumnqonelele sibile ekugcineni laphana inkulumo kaPence ukuthi uyabophisa abansundu kakhulu ngesikhathi engumtshutshisi eCalifornia. Kakhulu lokho kuyaziwa sibili, angazi ukuthi uzakufihla njani. Kukhanya sibili ngumuntu owayevele i-justice system e-California kayiqondanga, ibile kungaqondanga lakhathesi njenge-justice yonke nje e-America ekuphatheni abansundu.
Kukhangelelwe ukuthi ingxoxompikiswano elandelayo phakathi kamongameli Trump loMnumzana Biden iqhutshwe kuviki ezayo. Oliver Nelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC.
Um
Umkhokheliwe MDCT unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe labanye bakhe abalitshumi lane bafungiswe ukuba ngamalunga ePhalamende leSenethi izolo ngemva kokuxotshisa amalunga eMDC Alliance kumadale omabili. Umakhuphe uyivone Musarurwa ulwazi Sibanda uJanuary Sawuke uLindani Moyo uSipho Mokone loMemory Munochinzwa sebengamalunga edale lePhalamende laphansi iHouse of Assembly kuthi asebengene kudale laphezulu eleSenethi bona babalisa uMnumzana Khalipani Phukeni uMoli Ndlovu uThamani Moyo Gertrude Moyo, Pinyel Denga, uChifu Ndlovu, uNomalanga Khumalo, loTete Chisoro Chengwe. Eqeda kuthatha isifungo sakhe, uMakhuphe utshele intatheli zindaba ukuthi nguye osekhokhela wonke amalunga eMDC ePhalamende okugoqela weMDC Alliance. Umkhokheli weMDC Alliance uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa labanye bakhe bayakusola kakhulu lokhu besithi kuyadanisa ukuthi abantu abanqotshwa kukhetho sebengenile ePhalamende ngemva kokuxotshisa amalunga abo. Lanxa abasakhulayo beMDC abahluthunele iMDC isigodlo seHarvest House besithi bafuna amacele omabili akhumisane umlotha ingcwethi ehlaziya ezombusazwe uMnumzana Efihlela Ncube uthi kaboni kungenzeka lokhu ngoba usumnengi umonakalo osudalekile phakathi kukaChamisa loMakhuphe.
Into ezakalayo impi phakathi kweMDC into engafanelanga ngokuba ukulwa kweMDC ukulwa kweopposition ikudilika kwayo ikuqina kwezanu PF ikuqina kobusela ikuqina kwecorruption ikuqina kwemgwaqo egcwele amapotholes ikudilika kwezibhedlela lezemfundo ikudilika kwelizwe ikugcwala kwehuman rights abuses ngokuba konke lokho kuza kwenzakala as long as izanu PF ikhona emhlabeni ngokuba kayila ngenye indlela engabusa ngayo engaphila ngayo ngaphandle kwakhona lokho kubi. Ngakho ke i-opposition nxa ngabe iphela kuqina ububi kufanele ke bakuyeke khona lokho abakwenzayo bayekele impilo yabayilwayo bebodwa balungise ilizwe babambisana izandla ukuba kuphele umbuso omubi kangaka umbuso weZANU PF.
Bakhona Ncube abathi uChamisa loMakhuphe kumele bahlale phansi bakhulumisane bahlanganise ibandla. Kodwa ngalapho asebefike khona kathesi ubona kungenzeka yini lokho?
Amathuba okukhulumisana ayekhona esikhathini esidlulileyo kodwa kathesi sokuchitheka igazi eliningi kakhulu elepolitiki besilwa bebodwa abeMDC akusabonakali-ke ithuba elikhulu ukuthi basengalizuza elokukhulumisana sebezondana kakhulu akusela ndlela yokuthi bangahlala phansi njengalokho ababengakwenza ezinyangeni ezidlulileyo. Ngakho-ke kangiboni vele ukuthi kuzaba lokuxoxisana okukhulu kuzaba yimpi kusiya phambili besilwa beqinisa impi yabo lokuzondana kwabo lokho esesikubona sekusenzakala. Nxa besilwa besiya phambili bengalungisi kusho khona ukuthi izanu PF iyakholisa ibukele incedise ithele iparafini emlilweni lo ukuba kushe yonke into ithe iphele i-opposition iphele iMDC ngokuba izanu PF nxa kusifi MDC izanu PF iyaqina.
UMnumzana Efihlela Ncube yingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Kusenjalo umeli weHarare West edale lePhalamende njalo engowebandla leMDC Alliance unkosazana Joanna Mamombe ukhululwe inkantolo yeHigh Court izolo. UMamombe ubeselamaviki phose amabili eseChikurubi Maximum Prison lapho avalelwa khona inkantolo kamatshi mhlaka 24 ngenyanga edluleyo isithi kumele ahlolwe ngodokotela bakahulumende ukuthi ingqondo zakhe zisebenza kuhle na. Ikweta lika mamombe umnumzana Aleki Mochadeama uchele inkundla yezim life ukuthi umahluli okhulule umamombe uJustice Esther Muremba usole umantshi owamvalelayo esithi waphambanisa. Sixoxele umkhokheli wabasakhulayo kweMDC Alliance umnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziba.
Esikubonile kubana ke uJohana Mamombe obeke esearch group maximum prison ngemva kokuhlukuluzwa ke ngamapolisa lokuhlukunyezwa ke la enleyo eqembo lokuthiwa yiferethi eyiyo ke eyabathumbayo yabathotsha ke kuvunyelweni ke edale elikhulu ele high court kubana hayi kufanele kubana ke ephiwe ibail behlukanisa ke umumo akiwo lalowo wawukhulunywa ke yinkantolo kamantshi. Lokho esikutholayo ke njengoba thina njengabatsha sihambile ke ukuyamyamukela ke hayi kuyavezakala ukubana ke usesimeni esilungileyo kakhulu, njalo uthi siqhubekele phambili ngomzabalazo wokukhankasela ke ukukhululeka lokukhululwa kwabatsha elizweni leZimbabwe.
Uthi wayephethwe njani entolongweni kazange ahlukuluzwe yini?
Okokuqala ukungizwise buhlungu kubana ke uJohana Mamombe wafika kufanele ehlabe ke ijekiseni ehlatshwa abantu ke abalamakhanda singathi ke ezingathathiyo, njengoba ke wayephiwe icala lokuthi kufanele ukuthi ke ekhangelwa ke ngodokotela ukubana hayi izisathatha yini noma usalenkinga mayelana ke lo mumo wesimo wengqondo zakhe. So uthi efika esigrubhi bafuna ukumhlaba ke ijekiseni yababemhlaba bethile kufanele uhlatshwe njengoba wena ingqondo zakho zingasathathi. So uthi ekhuluma ukuthi hayi mina ziyathatha, yikho bathi sezimhlabela khona ukuthi uthi ziyathatha yena ezingasathathi. Lokhu kwamhlupha kakhulu, njalo wayelesimo sokwesaba ukubana ke ukuhlatshwa kwamajekiseni udokotela wakhe engekho usengakwanisa ukuthi ehlatshwe iphoyizeni. Lokho kwaba yinto eyahluphayo kwaze kwahamba amaloya ke labazali bakhe lathi ukuthi silungisise indaba yokubana ke ehlatshwe ngudokotela wakhe, njalo ehlatshwe ephiwe amaphilisi ayazakalayo. Hayikhona ukuthi amaphilisi athathwe efake phakathi kwethisha kutsho ukuthi ngangiphiwe amaphilisi ephakathi kwethisha engakwazi ukuthi yiwo yini okufanele ukuthi wanathe noma kayisiyo.
Lenelisile yini ukumxoxela ngakho konke okwenzakeleyo phakathi kweMDC thile MDC Alliance ngesikhathi evalelwe, njalo uthini ngakho?
Yes, sixoxe kakhulu simphake ukubana hayi wena ungekho usejele njengabatsha sangena ke-Harvest House sikhona sizafuna ukuthi la efike ezobona umsebenzi wabatsha nesimo eselizweni ukubana uThokozani Gupe usengeniswe ePhalamende esithi yena ngweke osenguye okhokhela i-opposition kodwa sikwazi ukuthi yena ibandla lakhe elemdct langena kumba ngazwetha wathula ke amavoti ayingcono sana kodwa namuhla usethiwa nguye omkhulu umkhulu womuntu ke owe-opposition nguye ama-members of parliament esephiwe. Simtshele ukuthi wena kathesi sokuba into yephalamende uye wipha uThokozani Gupe kube yindaba emhlekise kakhulu kodwa imzisa ubuhlungu ukubana kathi mina sengingawipha ngikhuphe njani njengoba mina ngahamba kukhetho ngilo mongameli wami kodwa hhayi kuthiwa mina umongameli wami sengikhuphe. Hhayi uyavumelana lathi kubana kufanele kukhululwe uhlelo lokubana ke siye defender ke amavoti ethu okhetho lika 2018.
Umnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziba ngomkhokheli wabasakhulayo kubandla leMDC Alliance. Ukhansila kaWard 1 kobulawayo umnumzana Mlandu Ncube ukhethwe izolo ukuba ngomsekeli kameya waleli dolobho umnumzana Solomon Mguni. Uncube unqobe ukhansila kaWard 17 unkosazana Sikhululekile Moyo. Isikhundla lesi sivuleke ngemva kokususwa kukamnumzana Tinashe Kambarami yena osanda kuxotshiswa libandla leMDCT lamanye amakhansila. Sixoxele Ncube yena othi uzimisele ukusebenzisela izakhamizi zakoBulawayo.
Ngisebenzisana le lamanye ama-councillors ngitsholo sodolobha umguni le-management ye-council. Sizazama ngendlela yethu yonke ukubana amanzi la ayenyama endlovu okumele abuye asheshe aphangise ukuze abantu bakoBulawayo bezuze amanzi okunatha. Njalo sizazama indaba yokukhangela la amabhawuza ayewadilivela amanzi ukuthi mhlawumbe singathola amanye amaningi ukuze abantu bengahlali izikhathi ezide emalayinini amanzi.
Udaba lwamanzi lolu luyahlupha mpela, izakhamizi ziyakhala. Kodwa ngokubona kwakho Ncube, ukuze luqedwe lolu dubo kuyini okumele kwenziwe?
Udaba lokuthi sithole sibili sixazululo esikhulu esamanza woBulawayo nodaba olokuthi kuqedwe udaba lwedamu leGwayishangane. Kodwa njengoba sibona imovement yakhona ukuthi ivele iphansi, akula kuphangisa ekwenzweni kwaleli damu, kutsho ukuthi kuzathatha isikhathi eside ukubana siluqede lolu daba. Kodwa okwakathesi sesithembile khona lapho ukuthi izinwa iqede ngokuphangisa ukulungisa amabholo asenyama endlovu ukuze sizame ukupampa abantu benathi. So ngithi izakhamizi zakoBulawayo njengomunicipality sibhizi ukukhangela ukubana yiziphi indlela ezizathiwa yisho ngama short term solutions that we can manage for now, lama long term. I-long term iyona leyi eGwayishangane dam, ukubana sifuqe uhulumende ngendlela ephakemeyo ukubana aliqedele lo damu ukuze abantu bakoBulawayo benathi. Kodwa siyabonga ngoba ensukwini ezimbili ezidluleyo sike samukela izulu, siyathemba ukubana liyana liza kunanjalo esigabeni seMathebeleni South lapho kulamadamu wethu abantu bezuza amanzi.
Ikhomishini ekhangelane lokulwisa inkohlakalo sizwa kuthiwa iphakathi kokuphenya imisebenzi yenkohlakalo kukhansili yakoBulawayo. Kukhona ongathanda ukukutsho yini phezu kwalolu daba?
Hhayi, lolu daba angeke ngitsho lutho ngoba bona abaphenyayo baphezu kwalo, sizezwa bengaqeda ukuphenya.
Umnumzana Mlantu Ncube ngomsekeli kaMeya wakoBulawayo. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni namuhla. Inkundla yeNews Zimbabwe ithi umthethwandaba weHigh Court unqume izolo ukuthi umasipala weHarare kumele avule amakliniki angamachumi amane lambili awavale kunyanga ezisanda kwedlula. Inkundla yesayithi yona ibika ukuba ibandla leMDC Alliance lithi uhulumende kumele esule isinqumo sakhe kuvimba ukuqutsha kokhetho lwama-by-elections obelumele lwenziwe mhlaka 5 kuMpalakazi. Soko isikhathi senu balaleli, lapho esilipha khona ithuba lokutsho iloba yini okusenhliziyweni zenu.
Basaza bahle, yebo basaza sithu 7 zwanini. Into engicela kakhulu kubomama baka wa 12 kids ngapha. Ngicela na eh bafinyeza amarugwe. Obaba bethu amasokisi. Kambe lawo baphu kuvumela izinto zingaqondanga. Hayibo, abantu bake beyala ukurongo bathi singakhangela uzokuthi uhulumende akasinikile lutho. Kumele akasinikile. Yekufu ugcola uhulumende kamnangako ongala problem. Aba umnangako uyaletha ukuthi hayibo asi akesithi kwenza. Ngiyakhumbula isikhanyo sesinkundleni umbaba wayethe ubhango wathi ummeli ungaqondanga akhitshwe. Laba laba sokukhankwa solobumelemene, haa asike sikhitshwe kwenza abantu bakithi ngoba lizwe lelingelethu singalokhu sigcola uhulumende. Hey uhulumende, hey uhulumende, kanti uhulumende unika abantu inhlanyelo nasi sihambelelima kodwa abantu bathaya imali sebesezibhizinisi ngenhlanyelo kahulumende. Hayi bo, hayi bo, abantu abebethintshe ukwenza. Ngiyabonga.
Ngithanda ukwenzela abantwana bakababa umhlaba wonke. birthday. Happy, happy birthday, Baba. Happy birthday. Uzalwa, we the founder of Tetia Baba Chuan Masowe in Africa. Uzelwe, 1914, Chaga 1 October. He was here on 13 September, wabekwa on 28 September. In September, umhlaba wonke uyakwazi lokho emabhukwini sikhona. Sithi ababa Johane Masowe. Ngiyazi ngesimo sikhona kufanele sithakazele sindawonye kodwa kwehlule. Themba sizayibamba emabandleni amalanga wona kamathathu sijabulela ukuzala kwenkosi yethu. Ngiyalibonga lonke ngosekelo lwenu maapostoli kababa uJohane Masowe. Pile, happy birthday, Baba. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Baba. Siyabonga, moving with your MP, Tadula.
Sanibonani bantu bakithi njani ngezindawo ngezindawo. Hayi siyabona ilizwe lenzakala elizweni. Hayi izwe lakithi liphelile, iZimbabwe iphelile bantu bakithi. Ilizwe angeke lilungiswe ngumnangagwa. Ilizwe ngeke livuswe iZANU-PF. Kanti ilizwe libulewe ngobani? And laba bantu beZANU-PF ngamagovu kakhulu, ngamagovu, govu, govu. Kambe abantu abakade baluthi ilizwe namanje lokho besalitshontsha. And ngalitshela ngathi laba aso bantu bangavusa ilizwe. Bakhohlakale kakhulu abantu beZANU-PF lapho. And ilizwe ngeke belivuse laba bantu laba ngendlela. Abantu bokuvu ngakhona ngendlela abatshontsha ngakhona ngendlela abahlukumeza abantu ngakhona angeke betshintshe laba izizwe zabo izimbi sebenze bevulele lemfundo ifundo ifile uyali kubhadala ababalisi imali uthatha yonke efake endlini zakhe imali batshontsha yonke amagovu la ayilanga amagovu la manje okokuthi kube ngayisho isikhathi sokuthi nga ucabanga ukuvusa ilizwe manje ucabanga into ezingenangqondo kuphela abantu bayahlupheka zithole zima abantu babulawa yindlala kodwa imali bayiluthe yonke labo mthulini labo siphatheleni imali igcwele ukusiphatheleni la kumnangabo kathi kabasuthi ngani abantu abakade balamba batshontsha ilizwe liphelile anti yiumnangabo labezanupevu
abalaleli be studio 7 abasithumele imilayezo yabo nge WhatsApp lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo esithi 001 202 465 0318. Sizigqibeke ezekuseni ngezivela kwamanye amazwe. Inhloko kahulumende weleJordani isisukile esihlalweni ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho lwamalunga edale lephalamende ngenyanga ezayo. Umthethwandaba wakweleKenya usufumane abesilisa ababili belecala lokuphatheka kudaba lokubulawa kwabantu abangamatshumi phose ayisikhombisa 67 eWestgate Mall kulelo lizwe ngo-2013. Ukuziphetha ezekuseni sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Bane kuphela ababanjwe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 eZimbabwe izolo njalo uyedwa ofunyanwe esepholile. umsekeli kamongameli weMelika umnumzana Mike Pence lomsekeli kamnumzana Joe Biden unkosikazi Kamala Harris vangqikilene kunxoxompikiswano yokulungiselela ukhetho eqhutshwe izolo bachukana phezu kodaba lomkhuhlane weCOVID-19. Umeli weHarare West edale lephalamende uJoanna Mamombe uze wakhululwa inkantolo izolo. Ngakolunye uhlangothi unkosizana Thokozani Khuphe labanye bakhe abe-MDCT abalitshumilane sebefungiswe ukuba ngamalunga ephalamende ngemva kokuxotshisa abameli be-MDC Alliance. Kwanele Mthwakazi, likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30. Asibeni sonke kweze kuseni njalo kusasa ngo-6:30. Olivalelisayo nguNtungameli Nkomo.